Welcome to Talking Tech Making Magic, where our guest expert answers your hopeless and most desperate technomagical questions. As always, I'm your host, Brim. I'm incredibly proud and slightly intimidated to welcome one of the world's most esteemed technomagic developers to the show, the founder of Zapco, number one on Cloud Money's 300 Under 300, creator of the revolutionary Zapchip XS, the all-but-ascended Celeste Zapper.
Good morning.
I appreciate you being here today.
I've been told this will help soften my image. So, here I am.
Well, let's not waste more time. Our first question comes from One Mage All Radials.
Clever name.
Hi, TTMM. First-time caller. First-time listener, actually. But since Celeste is on, I thought, well, if you're hearing this, I just want to let you know I'm a huge fan, and I...
Fan alert! How sweet. But sorry, One Mage, we have other questions to answer. Screening bot, start skimming.
I mean, without a doubt, when you look at all the are the greatest magician alive. Stupid hobby show. You have so many better things to do. Anyway, that leads me to my question. I started a job at a major technomagic company. I probably shouldn't say where, but I'm not doing the work I'm trained for. And meanwhile, my super secret, potentially unethical passion project has so much potential. You know, stuff like this reminds me of being a kid, working endlessly on Magitek with my friend and our shop. Just making things no one had ever seen before. Mostly useless junk, but it was our useless junk. That was, whatever, you know what I mean. I guess I'm wondering, how do you balance personal ambition and professional development?
Wow. Hopeless and desperate doesn't really cover it. Celeste, you want to take this one?
Sure. Quit your job.
We don't want to give anyone advice that might open us up to liability, so let's...
Magic is power. It is beauty. It is life. It deserves our attention. We make time for the things that are most important to us. Like everything in life, how you spend your time is just a series of choices with different outcomes. It's never too late to take back control of your life. Change your priorities. Choose another path. Quit your boring job. Okay, next question, Brim?
Actually, it's time for a word from today's sponsor, Fairy Foam. What will you foam today? Now with Forever Foam Realness.
Maybe she's right.
Experience the world through eyes not unlike your own. Take in the feeling just like the real thing. Experience the world now. So what are you waiting for? See it, hear it, touch it, feel it, love it, live it the X-Corp way. What will you experience? Job, sign a lease, go home, steal a car, cast a spell, be a star, do it all over again. Brought to you by the Experience Corporation. What will you experience today?
It's never too late to take back control of your life.
Okay, communicator, delete recording.
Deleting recording.
Wait, no, stop. Save recording. Save recording.
Initiating indecisiveness protocol. Recording undeleted.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, hey. Want some fairy foam? It's mocha melon, and I got a second.
I'm good.
Whatever floats your foam. Honestly, I wanted a second for myself. I was just being polite.
What do you think about today's assignment? Competing with an estranged friend in an obscure competition is a bit personal for the stranger's pod, right?
Personal? Just be glad you aren't the ex's pod. All the partners used to date, and they always bring weird energy to the company retreats.
You're sure you don't have any estranged friends we could do this with?
Wish I could help, baby buggy.
No.
Felt right in the moment. You can do this. I mean, you have to do this. Because I don't have any estranged friends.
Of course you don't.
Yeah, I'm just too good of a friend, I guess. I stay in touch with people, especially the ones who are closest to me. Just great relationships all around. But you'll do great. Now, who are we going to reconnect with?
He's a friend from high school.
Delmont backstory?
We just ran a magic shop together. Billy was really into cloud racing.
Like illegal cloud racing that I hear about on the news?
Yes, that's the only kind of cloud racing there is. Don't be a narc about it.
What? Cameo? A narc? I just think that's so hardcore. Why don't you two talk now?
I don't know. He wanted to run an underground magic empire. I wanted a degree in technical magic applications. We just grew apart.
That's gonna make the mission even juicier.
Is X-Corp really okay with us being around unsavory folks?
As long as it doesn't make the company look bad. As the old X-Corp saying goes, laws you can break as long as you don't commit crime.
What are you even saying right now?
That you worry too much.
This is a train to the Western City Limits.
Yeah, why are you yanking my shoulder?
Come on, we're going to the last capsule.
Oh, okay. Are you gonna start the assignment?
In a second.
Why? This is a pleasant enough train ride for the experience.
Well, it might be better if X-Corp didn't see this.
Where are we even going?
The above ground.
The above ground? The land of the lawless and floating boulders? Where dreams go to die? I didn't think shuttles went to the above ground.
They don't. All right. Time to get to work.
Oh, what are you working on?
Communicator, invoke bad call Billy rules incantation.
Invoking. Entering manual incantation mode required.
Billy's magical ciphers always had like 20 extra properties. His redundancies always used to crack me up. That dingus.
Yeah.
All right. Communicator, overrun autopilot, enter maintenance mode, and open control panel 4F.
Overrunning, entering, and opening.
What's going on? Are you magicking the train right now?
What? What upstanding three-cloud citizen would pervert our magic transportation system for selfish reasons? Cameo, you're so silly.
I know, I am.
Why are we laughing?
The cameras are still on. I thought you were cool.
I am cool.
And don't say that so loud.
Then don't break the train with your magic.
It'll be fine. I used to do this all the time.
Okay. You did?
This is three-cloud city train capsule 12. You have initiated unauthorized repairs.
One second, I can turn that off.
Couldn't we have just taken a cloud cab?
Huh. I guess we could have just taken a cloud cab.
Come on!
But you know, Grain Leader's already in the circuit, so...
Interference in bad call Billy rules incantation detected.
Oh, gem lock. That's new.
Oh, no. That's bad.
It's fine. It's fine. Just ignore it.
Delmont, it's kind of hard to ignore.
Communicator, override error. Rerun Billy rules incantation. Replace security code with 004C final. Maximize current.
Riding, running, replacing.
Whoa! Whoa! Ah! Delmont!
Ow!
We're flying. What did you do?
All these capsules have manual override just in case of track roaches. Just overpowered the circuit with some fake lightning.
Lightning?
Fake lightning. It's like they want you to just derail the train car and fly it anywhere.
Is it like that?
Communicator, run autopilot to the above ground.
Confirmed.
You know, even with Billy's trash programming, the granulator mimics a steering wheel, and it's actually rather clever. Even if it is horribly unoptimized.
What an interesting fellow. Can't say I'm thrilled about how we got here, but I'm glad you seem to be liking this mission.
Huh? Yeah. Oh, hey, look. The above ground.
Wow. I didn't realize how beautiful it was.
See that floating rock over there?
Yeah.
That's where we're going. That tower in the distance.
You mean the pile of rusted metal?
That's my old scrap heap. My old stomping ground. Oh, and right over there, behind that floating hill, that's the old cloud racing track.
Yeah, what's that?
I think it's a cloud racer.
Whoa, that was a little close.
Hey, watch it. We're flying here.
You're in bat call Billy airspace, and we don't take kindly to uninvited guests.
Delmont, I don't think that's Santa.
Not the skylight!
Yes, Georgie!
Come on! I have to return this. Look, buddy.
We don't want any trouble.
Cameo, let me.
Okay.
This punk clearly can't drive and came here for a lesson. Here, have a seat.
You little... Whoa!
I think he's had enough. Also, I've had enough.
God.
Hey, dum-dum, you try the new flavor of fairy foam?
Yeah. Mocha melon, it's delicious. Why do you ask? Oh, it's so cold. So cold.
I was gonna finish that.
That'll teach you to grapple my stolen property.
Delmont?
Feels really good to be using magic again.
I beg to differ.
Delmont, we have more trouble.
He always liked theatrics. Communicator, prepare for landing.
What a show. Not easy landing a stolen train capsule with the Cloud Racer grappled onto it.
Your goon broke our skylight.
That train is hardly yours.
I'm not a goon, punk. Boss, I swear I almost had him. I was so close.
Yeah, I'm sure it was, Georgie.
You know, you could have told him we were coming.
Where's the fun in that? Besides, I had to see if you can still roll in the clouds.
Please, I built this place.
We built it, Deli. Or have you forgotten? What, with all those books in your brain now?
Books. Wait, are you the Deli?
You don't let anyone call you Deli.
Yeah. There's a reason.
Oh, get over here! Just as grouchy as always. Good to see you again, little cricket.
Put me down, please.
Thanks for making today work. You know how busy the life of an above-grounder gets.
No one here has a real job.
Well, who's this now?
Oh yeah, Billy, this is Cameo. We work together at X-Corp. Cameo, this is Bad Call Billy.
What's up?
You look familiar. You a Cloud Racer too?
Oh, no. I'm just an experiencer. Well, and sometimes a noir detective. But I just have one of those, you know, faces. It's nothing to worry about. Don't look me up or anything. I mean, you could if you wanted to, but we wouldn't get anything. It's a common name, you know.
Well, welcome to our little corner of the above ground, a.k.a. Bad Call Airspace, a.k.a. Deli's former home away from home.
Wow, it's edgy.
Yep. When we were kids, we had sort of a rebel phase.
Doesn't have to be a phase.
Oh yeah, there's the scrap heap.
It's even scrappier up close. You, like go inside of there? Like beneath? Like the metal?
Oh sure. Where else would we decimate some hot dogs?
Hot dogs? That's super fun. No one mentioned hot dogs.
Did I need to?
Can't believe I'd see the day that old Deli takes an interest in starving dogs.
Just go easy on us, okay? I'm only doing this for work.
Hey, that's my tooth!
Oh! Wow, it's exactly the same.
As I always say, why mess with a good thing?
Lots of people say that, Billy.
Look, I gotta get these dogs ready. Check out my wiener winner's wall while you wait. Catch up with you two later.
Yes, I love puns and am not physically ill.
Delmont, I have to tell you something.
I can't believe he kept my cloud racers.
Your cloud racers?
Yeah, I built them myself. Though by the looks of them, Billy has no idea how to keep them maintained.
Isn't that a good thing? I saw a news piece about how cloud car magic disrupts the city's weather patterns.
And No. At this distance from the city, cloud racers won't cause a problem. You're thinking of storm engines, and we never got into those.
Because they were too dangerous and you were afraid of hurting people, right?
Storm engines are super cool. I just thought if I got caught, it would look bad on my magic school applications.
I don't know about any of this. Cloud racing sounds like it could really hurt people.
We aren't even here to race, just to have a little friendly hot dog eating competition. Nobody's gonna get hurt.
That's what I was trying to tell you. Delmont, I have a serious confession.
Okay.
I know you think of me as this cool, fun, tough on the outside kind of person. The truth is, I'm deathly afraid of hot dogs.
Oh. Really? What? Why?
It's not important why. But Delmont, I can't do this mission.
Hey, you two. Grab a seat at the challenge table. We're about to get hot and play dog.
Us two?
Billy always does dual dog-offs. Okay. I'll do the competition, and all you have to do is just sit in the chair, look at the wall, just don't dry heave or anything, okay? It'll be over soon.
Really? You can do this by yourself?
Yeah. Bad Georgie still looks pretty shaken up after a little ride. I think I got this.
Delmont, you're taking the initiative. You're finally being a real team player.
Yeah. I'd rather be at home.
I'll take it.
Okay, baddies, badettes, and badaroos, it's time for the Daily Bad Call Billy Bad Call Hot Dog Competition. You already know what's about to happen because it happens every day, except for Billy's mom's birthday.
Woo! Love you, Mom!
Aw, it's almost nice to be back.
Good luck out there. You're gonna need it.
First, our champion, our leader,
and the bestest and most feared boss ever, and also my best friend.
Bad Call Billy!
Who's got the buns to beat me?
Challengers, last call to take your place at the Bad Call long table with disposable tablecloth. No? This is it? Alright, okay.
Hey, I'm like, right here?
Oh, sorry, didn't see you there. And in this corner, what's your name, kid?
Delmont.
The brave, the mighty, the bottomless hot dog hall, Deckmont.
It's Delmont, actually. Delmont.
That's my friend.
That is my friend.
We actually just work together. It's not that.
But, oh.
Oh, but thanks, Cameo. Woo.
Yeah. Go, Delmont.
All right, let's get this thing going. Dual doggers, please stand at least 5 inches away from the table. The Bad Call crew will bring you your hot dogs in a moment.
Hi, Bad Georgie. Can I help you?
You think you can just settle up here, back into Billy's life like it's nothing, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. Do you mind just backing up? A little bit, you're really close to my...
I got some news for you, Scrimp. You're going down. I'm gonna bury you in dogs.
That doesn't really make sense.
Whatever!
Challengers, prepare your dogs!
Here we go!
On my count, 6, 5, go, 4, go, 3, 2, what is that?
Everybody get down! Ah! Ah! Oh. Is everyone okay?
I think so.
Those enchantments really do keep this place together.
What was that?
That was me. Sorry, Billy. I must have gotten off course with my cloud razor. I was supposed to turn left at the trash heap.
What do you want, Hammerhand?
Billy, they just crashed a hole in the scrap heap.
It's all right, Deli. Let Big Bad handle this.
Still scarfing dogs, I see. Pathetic. What is that they say about old dogs again? That's right. They suck.
Who is this punk?
Could say the same to you. I'm Hammerhand. The fastest cloud racer in the above ground.
Fastest cloud racer indeed. Georgie, don't.
Nah, I'm with Georgie. This guy looks like a raindrop to me.
What did you say to me?
They're new here.
That's what I thought.
Why are you taking this from this loser?
Oh, he hasn't told you?
It's nothing.
William here hasn't won a race in months. Maybe a year.
Is that true, Billy?
It is. Things have changed since you left, all right? We're not top dogs anymore. We're more like the mustard.
Ooh, or those little green chopped up pickles.
Or poppy seeds on the bun.
Sorry, not helping.
Look, Hammerhead, I've never met you. I've certainly never seen you race. If you think you're so bad, then prove it.
Delmont, stop. Don't embarrass yourself.
Whoa, I crashed into here thinking I was just gonna roast some fools and steal some dogs. But this reconnection between old friends is touching. You think you still have what it takes? Then enter the Cloud Prix.
What's the catch?
If I win, I get the scrap heap.
Whoa, let's not.
Fine. And if I win, when I win, all your cloud racers go in the forever hole.
Deal.
Good.
Hammerhand.
Well, let's look on the bright side. Your hot dog table's totally destroyed.
When is the cloud brie?
In a week.
A
week? Oh no, that's real tough luck. Darn, just such a shame we can't participate in something so unethical and dangerous. Ah, fooey.
As much as it breaks my ketchup-crusted heart to say, we don't stand a chance against Hammerhand.
Correction. You don't stand a chance. Without me.
Well, I'll be dipped in dog water.
Dumont, this sounds like it could go sideways.
Au contraire, little cricket. That's precisely what makes it a bad call. Let's get to work. We got a race to win. And I think I have a little something to get us to the finish line.
This episode is dedicated to the loving memory of Liam McCarty. We'll all miss you. If you want to find out more about the world of Ready-Made Utopia, you can follow us on any of the major social media platforms or visit readymadeutopia.com. You can support the podcast by joining the Ready-Made Utopia Patreon or by visiting our online shop. Word of mouth does so much to help us reach a wider audience, so if you enjoyed the show, please tell a friend, rate, and review us on your podcast player. On behalf of the entire Experience Corporation team, thank you so much. The world of Ready-Made Utopia is created by Kate Nichols and Vanessa Thurlow. The role of Delmont is played by Len Sheth, and Cameo is played by Samuel Levitt. This episode features Liam McCarty as Bad Call Billy, Scott Elsner as Announcer, Caitlin Chekarowski as Celeste Zapper, Christian Rasmussen as Hammerhand, and our own Caleb Davey as Bad Georgie. This episode was written by Len Sheth and Samuel Levitt. Vanessa Thurlow is Director of Sound Design, Producer, and Composer. Theme song written by Vanessa Thurlow and Len Sheth. Performed by Christian Rasmussen. Our show art was created by Kate Nichols. Our executive producers are Susan Fair, Bob Levitt, Louise and Raj, and the Elsner family. Full credits can be found in the show notes. Until next time, don't forget to experience the world.